Welcome back to Movement and Mindset, the podcast. I want to introduce Natalie Barbu. She's here on the show with me today. Natalie, how about you go and actually introduce yourself, tell everybody who you are.
Hi, thanks so much for having me. I'm really excited. So my name is Natalie, and I have a YouTube channel, I have a podcast, and I also am starting my own agency or have started my own agency really recently. And so I started YouTube when I was 15 years old, and that was way back in 2011, I believe. And so I started it kind of when it was very low budget. No one was really on it. No one could really make money off of it. I don't even think Google had bought YouTube at that point. I feel like it was it was really, really like early on. I know Instagram wasn't a thing when I started. So it was very early on, but I loved it. And I just kept doing it, like even when I wasn't gaining any subscribers, even if my videos weren't doing well, like I just continued to do it because I just really, really loved it. And I feel like I had such a connection with the like one or 10 subscribers that I did really like, you know, or keep in contact with.
Right.
And then after that, I went to college. I majored in industrial engineering at NC State. And then I got a job actually with a consulting company called Accenture, and was able, fortunately, to quit my job about 9 months later. And I did YouTube full time. And then I started a podcast and I started my agency as well. So I help businesses and brands connect to their like desired audience. And we do a lot of social media strategy and work with influencers and build their like influencer relationships. And it's just honestly an agency that is meant to help brands connect to their audience in like the most organic way. So that's how I would describe it.
Awesome. I love that.
Thank you.
So we're gonna talk all about Natalie's health and fitness journey today. So I like to start these things at the very beginning. Just talking about like your introduction to fitness and how you started off.
Yeah. So I actually was one of those kids that didn't ever play sports. And I feel like I'm such a minority in that. Like everyone had some sort of sport. Like the only sport that I did was gymnastics for 1 year, like literally just 1 year. And I think I was like 7. And then I did Girls on the Run in like fourth grade. I was like,
what is that?
So it was, I don't know if it was for breast cancer or I don't know if there was some like charitable organization part of it, but it was just a group of girls in elementary school that would go on runs, kind of like an elementary school cross country.
Aww.
Yeah. So you would like go on runs around a track and like at the end of it, you're training for a 5K. So I did a 5K at the end of it.
In elementary school? That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So it was in fourth and fifth grade. I know that. So that was like the extent of my sports, I guess, like athleticism. I really didn't play sports in high school at all. And I always felt so left out because everyone else played sports and I was just so unathletic and so like – I know I was always embarrassed like at gym whenever you had to play a sport, like whenever it was like volleyball or kickball or soccer or basketball, it would like give me such bad anxiety. Like I was so anxious in school whenever we had to do that because I was so embarrassed at how bad I was at sports. Like it was so bad. I would make up excuses. I would try to go to the nurse. I was just like so terrified of that when I was little.
Me too. I hated like gym class
and
stuff.
Yeah. And then when I got to college, I realized I was like, I should probably start like working out. Like I feel like I should do this. Like it's something that one, I don't play sports, but also I don't want to like not work out forever. Like I want to just like become stronger. Like I just felt very, very weak, you know, like it wasn't even for the looks of it. It was really just for me to feel stronger and to gain a little bit of confidence. And so I started with Blogilates. I don't know if you know who she is.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. Me too.
Yeah. That's how I started
for a long time.
Yeah. So I started with Blogilates and I really loved her. I did it in my dorm room. I was terrified to go to the gym. Like I was so scared because I was like, I'm not going to know how to do anything or like I'm not doing anything right. So I never wanted to go to the gym. So I just did it in my dorm room. And then later on in college, I think maybe my junior year or sophomore year, maybe I started going to the gym, like feeling way more confident about it. And now I'm like, I've been working out ever since really. Ever since like freshman year, I've had like a consistent workout schedule.
That's awesome. So you said that you like started going to the gym. What motivated you to like make that change from I guess we'll call it like at-home workouts or dorm workouts going into the gym?
I think it was just I started to gain confidence because I started seeing myself as stronger. You know, like I started gaining mm-hmm. more strength and I started being able to even do like push-ups and, you know, like normal like sit-ups and stuff like that. Right. And like I was like, okay, maybe I can do this. And I actually downloaded the Sweat app. So I think at the time it was still Bikini Body Guide. So I think mm-hmm. it was still just a PDF. It was – I got like the PDF version of like Kayla Itzina's BBG program. And that made me feel really strong because it was like just dumbbells. It wasn't like the machines at the gym. Like it was very, very simple workouts, but I felt very strong after doing them. And I started noticing like, oh, like my arms look more toned or like my abs are coming in or whatever. And so I started feeling more confident because I started like being more confident when I was doing the workouts. Like I wasn't like struggling as much as I did when I first started. And so that's when I felt confident to do it. But I feel like it honestly, like I should have been doing, like now I look back and I'm like, no one at the gym ever looks at you. So like, who cares? Like you should go to the gym whenever.
So true. Yeah. But it's scary. Yeah. It's so intimidating.
Yeah. I was super, super intimidated. So until I started kind of gaining just more confidence in general, I don't think I felt comfortable going. But that, I think the Kayla had seen as stuff like the dumbbells and like adding actual like weights, I think really made me feel very, very, very confident in like what I was doing.
I totally agree. Like the gym can be just so intimidating at first. And sometimes it just takes that little bit of extra confidence in yourself just to make the change.
Right.
Especially, and it's so much more comforting when you're doing something like Bikini Body Guide or something where it's like very limited equipment. Mm-hmm. That was like what scared me at first, was that I felt like I had to go and use barbells and just do all this scary stuff that I was not ready to do at the time.
Right. Right. And I feel like it's also one of those things where you have it in your head that like, oh, if you're not using a lot of weight, like if you're only using like 2 pound weights, then it's embarrassing. At least like that's what I mm-hmm. thought. And now I go to the gym and like, I don't know anyone else. Like I literally have no idea what even the guy next to me is right. doing. Like I'm not paying attention to him. So I feel like it's like the same way. Like people really aren't paying attention to other people.
Right. People, I feel like overall, like there's obviously going to be, you know, the asshole here and there, but I feel like overall people are really going to the gym to like put in their music and zone out from everyone else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And even if I notice what someone else is doing, I never like judge them. You know, it's never a, like, I'm mm-hmm. like, oh, let me see how much weight they have on, or let me see how much. I've never once thought about that. So like,
yeah, me either.
It's never something that crosses my mind. So I think that that's what I always like try to tell people. It's like, even if you are doing literally no weight, or even if you are such a beginner, like no one is looking at you, and everyone at one point started it there, you know?
Yes. Yeah, so true. So, so true. So how do you feel like your fitness has kind of changed over the years since college?
I think I've really become – like I've realized that it's way, way, way less about looks, because I did – like I did start one because I just wanted to gain strength. But there was a point where I was like, oh, well, I want to like look a certain way, or I don't want to like gain weight or anything like that. And so I would work out a lot in order to do that, or I'd like make sure I'd burn a certain amount of calories or something like that. And like now I really don't focus on that. It's very mental for me. Like I've been doing a lot more Pilates and a lot more yoga, and I've like bought a Peloton. So I've been cycling every now and then.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And so like, I now do stuff that I enjoy. Like I'm like, oh, I want to cycle today because like I like cycling, so I'm going to do that. Or like, oh, I really want to do this yoga class because I just like need to stretch, you know? So I'll do that. It's way less about, oh my God, I need to burn 500 calories in this workout, or it's not a good workout. Like I've realized that it's way more about what I enjoy, what makes me feel good, and like what's fun for me, rather than just like, oh, I need to do a HIIT class or need to run on the treadmill because that's like what's good, when that's not the case.
Yeah. Do you have an Apple Watch?
Yeah, I do.
Or like a Fitbit? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like that's part of the downside of having one, because I also got that way. Like when I first got my Fitbit, I was like really obsessed with the calories, like the number on it.
I know. It definitely still is something that I look at, but I've started just tracking it just so I can kind of see how much it is. But I don't, mm-hmm. I never like push myself to reach the goal, which I know might sound bad, but it's like if I'm not.
No, not at all.
Of course, I still look at that, but I really do things more for enjoyment rather than for like to check something off or to like, you know, like I'd rather do it because mm-hmm. I like really like that workout and I enjoy it.
Yeah. So you said you're doing like Pilates and yoga right now. Are you following like YouTube videos, or where are you getting those classes?
Yes. So I use Melissa Wood Health. I love her videos.
Mm-hmm. I love her too.
Yeah, her videos are amazing. I think she's – I just think I like that she's very realistic. Like, she's not like, you need to work out for an hour a day. Like, sometimes if you look at her like weekly schedule, sometimes it's like a 15-minute workout and that's it for the day. And I'm like, that's it? Like, wow. And like, I'll add something if I want to, but I just like that she's very realistic and she's not – I don't like workout people that are like, go, go, go. Like, you have to do more, more, more. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I totally
I'd
agree.
I'd rather have someone that's just like, you got this. Like, it's fine. And that's just my style. Some people like to be like coached really heavily. Mm-hmm. But for me personally, I just – I like more of the calm, like – this is just like your 15 minutes, like keep going. You know, it's not like panicky.
Yeah. So what do you do to sort of switch up your routine?
I'm actually pretty bad about this because I do things that I enjoy now. So I'm like constantly switching it up, but I internally sometimes I'm like, oh no, I have to stick to one thing. You know, I'm like, I have to do just this for 1 week or just this for another week. So typically I'll do like different weeks. I'll do different things. So like 1 week I might focus on like more so on like cycling, or like 1 week I'll focus more on like yoga. But I typically try to do like strength training every other day, and then the rest of the days, like every other day besides the strength training days, I'll do something that I like really wanted to do. Like I'll either do a cycling class, a yoga class, I'll go on a walk. So I'm not feeling pressure to like work out super hard every day. I'll do every other day of like strength training where I need weights and all of that stuff, but then all the other days I kind of get to have fun with it. Like in the summer, I would like go swimming, or I'd go on a long walk, or I'll count like my cycling class as one, or I'll count like this yoga class as one, instead of like feeling pressure to like meet this program. Like, I don't like following a program every single day, but I like every other day following a program, and then the rest of the day is kind of doing what I want.
Yeah, I love that you're so intuitive with your fitness. That's
yeah,
so cool.
Thank you. Yeah, I really try to be, because I wasn't like that before. Before I really did do, I had, I don't want to say I had OCD because I didn't, like I was not diagnosed with OCD, but I was very, very particular with like when I started with Blogilates. I was like, I need to do Blogilates every day. I cannot do anything else. I can't miss a day. I can't miss any of her classes. I can't do, you know, like it was very much like.
Yeah, I was the same way, especially with, for me, it was the bikini guide, the bikini body guide. That was the one that I was like, if I don't finish this exercise or this workout, then I am a failure.
Yeah.
All that crazy stuff we make ourselves think.
With that one, I was so, I was so on top of it. I was like, I need to work out. I need to do all of these workouts. And like, for that though, is what I think when I started being more intuitive, because there were some days when like I would wake up really early and work out, but I would literally feel like lightheaded if I didn't eat, or I would feel, so I would just stop working out and go upstairs and like, just like lay in my bed or like eat a breakfast sandwich or something, you know, like I would, during that I was like, okay, if I'm not feeling it, like I'm just going to go upstairs and like, it's fine. Like, it's not the end of the world.
Right. Yeah. And that's such an important balance to find within yourself.
Yeah, definitely.
So you have a super unique job as an influencer. Can you talk a little bit about just what a normal day looks like for you?
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break from this episode to talk about the Movement and Mindset program. Movement and Mindset is an online fitness program made for women who want to feel happier and healthier in their day-to-day lives. I was always a gym girl. Home workouts were not really my thing. But when the pandemic hit, I was forced to become more creative with my training. And I learned that you can actually do so much without a ton of space or equipment. The program is focused on functional training and helping you find ways to incorporate healthy habits into your life. It also has a huge emphasis on education. I encourage everybody to ask questions, and I love explaining the why behind each workout and style that we learn. Once you join the program, you get 5 workouts per week sent directly to your inbox. You'll get access to our private Instagram page with video breakdowns of each exercise, so your form is always on point. You'll be accepted to our Facebook group where I post articles, playlists, a ton of fun stuff, and it's just a really great place to connect with other members. You'll have access to a personal trainer, so if you have any questions about your specific goals or any like specific modifications for your body, I'm always happy to help. If you're interested in joining the program, go to jksimmonsfitness.com to sign up and use code MMPODCAST to get your first month free. Grab a friend and let's get moving.
So no day is really the same, but I try to make my morning routines the same. So that is a really big goal of mine. So every morning I wake up, I try to wake up around 7 a.m. I feel like 7 a.m. is early, but it's still like not too early, because typically I'll set my alarm for 7, but I don't get up until like 7:30 realistically. So I get up around 7:30, and then I do like a morning devotional, like quiet time, journal. So I'll actually journal for a few minutes, and I don't really set a timer on this. It's just however long I want. So I'll journal. I might do like a devotional sometimes, but I never want to make it a chore. So like some days I really don't feel like it, and so I just don't, because if I feel like once I start making it a chore and like an obligation, then it's not going to be useful anymore. So I'll like decide what I'm feeling. But typically most mornings I do like to journal and like just have some time for myself, and I do not check my phone. Like I haven't been checking my phone in the morning for a few weeks now, and it's been the best decision. So I like do not let myself check my phone in the morning. So I don't go on my, I don't go on Instagram. I don't even check my text messages. I don't check my emails. Like I just wake up with my alarm.
That's so smart.
And that's it.
I used to do that, and then I got back, like, I don't know why, but in the past like few weeks I've started checking my phones in the morning, and it makes me so anxious first thing.
Yeah. So I can't do it anymore because my anxiety got super bad with it. So I was like, I need to set limits and I need to like not do it in the morning anymore. So I do not open my phone. And then after my journaling, I'll go upstairs and I'll work out. So I always like working out in the morning, because if I don't work out in the morning, it's really hard for me to motivate myself to work out after work when I'm tired. So I'll work out in the morning and I'll do whatever I have to do that day, whatever I'm feeling. And I try to do between like 30 minutes to maybe an hour, depending on what I'm feeling. And then I go downstairs, I shower, or I'll make like a breakfast, or I'll make a coffee, and I like make my bed and all of that stuff. And then I typically work. And then once I start working is when I check my phone. So like, I don't check my phone, but my phone before working out. I don't check my phone like at any time in the morning until I like start work, because for me as an influencer, my phone is like really work heavy. Like I can't just check it and like, oh, just see what my friends are up to. It's like automatically work mode if I check my phone. So that's why I don't like checking it until I like start actually working, because I don't want to have to think I'm like sitting down in that mode, I guess. So then I'll typically start working around like 9:30. So I have like a pretty long morning routine, because I do work out and shower and like to get ready, and like I don't like feeling rushed. So I typically start working at 9:30, because I'm trying to work for like from like 9 to 5 just to have more normal of a schedule. But yeah, then once I start working at 9:30, it's kind of like depends on what the day looks like. So I'll check emails, and then I'll kind of see from there what I have to do. I'll like, sometimes I'll make a to-do list. If I have a lot of stuff I need to do, I'll make a to-do list. I have someone that I work with like on the agency, so I'll like sometimes do a catch-up call with her. Or then I'll just like see what's going on and what I have to do. If I have to film that day, if I have to edit that day, it just like all depends on the day, or like if I have any calls that day. And then I try to end work around 5, but sometimes I'll end work at like 8. But then I try to end work like early another day. You know, like I try to still balance out my week. And then at night, I am pretty bad about checking my phone. I do check my phone a lot at night, like on my downtime. But I've been like watching TV to kind of like decompress. And that's been really nice. I've been watching Gossip Girl, if anyone's curious.
Oh my god. I started like rewatching Gossip Girl, and then I don't know why. It's because my boyfriend like refuses to watch Gossip Girl. So then we started watching Gilmore Girls.
That's so funny.
From he's never seen it. So like from like episode 1, season 1. And it is so,
it's so good.
Like, I forgot how good
Gilmore I love was. Gilmore Girls. I love it. That might be my next show. So
it should be. You'll zoom through it. Are you a Dean, a Jess, or a Logan girl?
100% Jess. Like I love Jess, but I don't I like Jess and I like Logan, but I absolutely hate Dean. Like it's like
okay, me too. Logan's like my number one. Jess, it's like number two, but I hate Dean.
I hate Dean. Like, I actually think he's like the worst, most insecure, most like, I don't know. I just do not like him on Gilmore Girls.
I agree. He's just, he's yeah, very
but nice. I like Logan a lot. Every time I rewatch it, I like Jess when like Jess is on, and then I kind of like Logan more, and then I'm like, but I really like Jess. It's like a toss up.
It's like I like Logan more as a person, but Rory goes through that like phase when she starts dating him, when she's like acting out and stuff. So I'm like, I don't know if Logan's like good enough for
I know.
Rory.
And did you watch the revival?
Yes. Oh my
god. I just like, don't like Rory.
There's a cliffhanger. Yeah, I go back and forth with Rory. Like
I feel like she makes bad decisions, but also don't we all? So it's kind of like realistic.
Right. And also when you, like, I don't know how recently you've watched the show, but now that I'm watching, I haven't seen it in a few years. And so I'm like rewatching it. I'm like, wow, they really make the parallels between Rory and Lorelai, like, right in your face. Like, they're making the same mistakes. Like,
I know. I need to rewatch it. It's, I'm like getting in the mood now to rewatch Gilmore Girls.
Yeah, you should. It's a good, like, fall show too. I don't know why Stars Hollow just makes me want it to be fall.
I know.
Fall
I think I'm going to start rewatching it because I want to go also to Connecticut where, like, it's like based off of the town. Yeah, I really want to go there because my boyfriend's family's in Connecticut. So I'm like, whenever I visit you, we should just take a trip and go to the inspiration of Stars Hollow.
If you're ever in LA and life goes back to normal, you should do the Warner Brothers tour and they'll like take you through like the Stars Hollow.
I've done it. It's really cool.
Oh, it's
yeah,
so fun.
It's so cool. I love it.
Yeah, that's a good one. Anyway,
I know.
I want to talk, you might have touched on some of these things already, but I want to talk about mental health really quick, especially since your job is like your life and a lot of it is very public. So how do you, like, what do you do for your mental health?
So this is definitely something that last year I probably wouldn't have had an answer for you because I didn't really do anything. It was kind of just like fine, but this year definitely has taken a toll on my mental health, I would say, more than any other year. And I think a lot of people can relate to that. 2020 as a whole has just been pretty rough, I would say. And I feel kind of guilty saying that because economically, I guess, or like financially, I haven't lost a job. I haven't, you know, like I live in a house, you know, I'm not worried about how I'm going to pay my bills. So I'm very thankful for that aspect. But I think in general, it's just one of those things that I am very, like, I think a lot of people are very, very negative now. And a lot of people are very glued to their phones more than ever before. So as someone who is on the internet, I've been hearing just a lot of, I've just been seeing a lot of negativity and I've been seeing a lot of people just want to cancel each other or want to like take someone's career down the drain or like, you know, it's just a lot of hate online and a lot of like people are very toxic online and whether it's appropriate or not, like it's just a lot and you're just seeing it always and you're seeing everyone's mistakes on display and it's just, it's, I don't know. It's been really, really hard for me as someone whose life is my job and whose life is on the internet to see that and be like, okay, this is like, I feel like I don't want to be on social media anymore because I'm like, this is so negative. Like why, you know, I don't want to see this every day. Like this is not something I want to do every day or like have my income depend on this every single day. And while obviously I love what I do, I think it's such a great job. That affects you. Like you can't turn that off, you know, because people are coming for your character.
Right.
People are coming for your life, you know, like they're judging people in your life that don't have to do with your work. You know, like if you have a boyfriend, then they might say things about that or like, it's just like, it's very like you can't turn it off. So that's been really stressful for me. And just seeing just negativity and or not negativity, I guess, like seeing just bad news in the world has been, I guess, harder for me. So in election season now, it's like, oh my gosh, my anxiety's like through the roof. So I'm like very, very anxious just about all of that type of stuff, like the uncertainty of the future. I think that's what's been giving me a lot of anxiety because obviously everyone's very uncertain about the future. So kind of what I've been doing is I started going to or seeing like a therapist on BetterHelp. I started that.
Me too.
Yeah, it's great. BetterHelp. No, it's really great. I think that it just helped put things in perspective because I've never gone to one before. And so it was kind of like, I didn't even know what to expect, but I was like, I might as well just try it, see what happens. And it's just nice hearing someone like unbiased opinion and like they're there really just for you. Like it's no one else, like it's so unbiased and you can just like tell them whatever you want. So that's been really nice because I always feel like I can't say something. Like I feel always bad complaining about my job because I know I have a good job. So what am I to complain about? But then it's like, you know, it's just one of those things where it's like I don't know who to talk to about that type of stuff because people don't either get it or they – it's not worth – like it's something that I feel guilty.
And I feel like even like other influencers, like everybody has kind of like their own style, their own niche. So even people who are technically like doing your job aren't necessarily like doing the same thing.
So it's one of those things that's like I get very – I don't know. Like it was just nice talking to someone. And then I downloaded Calm, the like meditation app.
Oh, I've never
really
tried
like
that one.
It has like nature sounds and like, it's just very peaceful and calming. So I like doing that sometimes in the mornings as well. Like when I'm like journaling and stuff, like afterwards I might do a like 10-minute session for that. And I think it just helps because it really helps you focus on like the present. And like with all my anxiety pretty much comes from like overthinking or like thinking about the future. So it really helps me just stay calm and think about like the present. And yeah, just doing like journaling has helped me so much. Like, and I've started to journal not as a negativity journal because I used to only journal when something bad happened. Like I would always like vent in my journal about everything negative in my life. And now because it's part of my morning routine, whenever something good happens, I'll talk about it. Or when I'm excited, I'll journal about it. And like that, I think it's so important to just put that out there because if you're only focusing on like what's wrong in your life, then you're going to be like pretty unhappy the rest of the day. But like by focusing on like what I'm grateful for, I started like in my journal writing down things I'm grateful for, just like three things I'm grateful for every morning. And like even when I'm having a bad day, I'll write that down. And it just like helps me think about the positive. And that has helped me so much this year because whenever I am like stressed or anxious, I'll just like try to take some deep breaths. I'll write something down. I'll like even in the middle of the day yesterday, I just started journaling because I was like, I need to like just like vent to something. And I started doing that and it's helped a lot. And then social media limits have helped a lot. So I have an hour on my phone to go on social media or on Instagram, I should say, because that's really the only social media I use besides YouTube. But yeah, so I set a limit for an hour a day. And it's been because now I'm not mindlessly scrolling. Every time I go on, it's like for an intention because I'm like, I can't mindlessly scroll or else my hour will go up. So I'm like on there for like to answer a DM or to check something. So that's helped a lot because now I'm not like constantly reading DMs or seeing comments or like seeing other people and like comparing myself. So that's just like been so helpful, so like being apart from everyone else's opinions, regardless if they're about you or not. Like it's not like I really am lucky that I don't really get that many hate comments. Like it's not like, oh, all my stuff is like hate comments or anything like that. But it's just even seeing other people's hate comments affect me because I'm like, oh my God, like they might be saying something about me. Or like even seeing like negativity on just like in any aspect or like even if it's not negative, just hearing other people's opinions about everything, like I don't need to let them affect me. Like I don't need to let even positive opinions affect me. Like I should be confident on my own. So it's kind of just been like I've been really trying to not be on it as much.
Yeah. So do you do that like including for your work?
Yeah. Sometimes like I have to extend it if it's like if I have to post a bunch of stuff and it's like taking me a long time. But yeah, including like when I have to like post and everything like that, it's like just an hour. If I'm answering a DM though, I sometimes go on my computer and answer it. That way it doesn't count on my phone. But typically it's just like an hour that I try to spend and that's it.
And then do you set that limit like just you're setting that limit or
can no, you can do it on your phone and it like pops up. It's like you've been on it for an hour and like your time is up and you can extend it if you want. But like it's like a little timer that comes up that you can't go on it anymore.
That's so cool.
I know. I really like it. I'm glad that they implemented that in like one of their updates.
Yeah, I'm going to write that down.
Yeah.
I'm going to steal that. And then for your journaling, do you always do just like mind dump journaling or do you do like answering questions like –
I like just the mind dump. I don't like really answering questions as much. I don't know. I feel like it doesn't – because sometimes I'm like, I don't want to answer these. Like I don't know. I don't love – for me, it's just easier to just like write whatever. And like I don't have a limit. I'm not like, oh, I have to write three pages or I have to write one page. Like it's just like whatever. Some days it's one page. Some days it's three. It depends. And then I'll always write down three things I'm grateful for. So that's like the only format that I have is I have like one, two, three, and I'll like write down the things I'm grateful for that day.
Yeah. Awesome. I love that. So how do you feel like the pandemic, just like jumping off of kind of what you were just saying about that, how do you feel like it's affected your
fitness? Honestly, I feel like I've gotten more fit during the pandemic because it's like you can't do that much. So I've been at home way more. So I've been working out way more. It's also a way to pass the time. It's like more fun for me. The fact that it's just like at my house and now instead of going to a gym, like I can now work out at home. And obviously I could do that before, but because I had a gym, I thought I had to be at the gym. So like now it's really nice because I'm like, oh, I actually don't need all of this equipment. I can just like do stuff at home. So that's been really nice. So honestly, the pandemic has helped my fitness journey because I do more things that I enjoy and it's like so convenient now.
Yeah, I totally agree. I feel like before it was very – like it had to be a whole thing, especially in New York. It's like you have to get to the gym and then like doing your workout. And then I felt like I couldn't just do like a 15, 20-minute thing at the gym because it takes me 20 minutes to get to the gym so that it wouldn't be like quote-unquote worth it. So I totally agree with you. I feel so much more in tune with my fitness now. So what were some of your favorite workouts like before?
Used to do Callie Fuller Fit, and I did her workouts. So it was a lot of gym workouts, and I loved going to the gym because I just felt so strong. Like I really felt like so strong. And that's why I still really like strength training, because I like seeing the progress in the sense of like, oh, I can lift heavier weights now, or I can, you know, like that to me is really rewarding. Because like I said, I didn't play sports in high school, so I always felt very weak. I felt like, oh my gosh, I'm so like not athletic. I'm not strong. I'm not, you know, and like now I've kind of gained that confidence and like, oh, I can like lift heavy weights and I can, you know, like my body is capable of this. Like that's pretty cool. So I really do love strength training, but before that's pretty much all I did. Like all I did was strength training and like the stair stepper sometimes. So now I'm happy that I can do more like low intensity things and like still be happy with it. Cause before it was more intense, I would say my workouts were. Cause like you said, you have to go to the gym and like you want to make it worth it. So you want to do as much as you can.
Yeah. So you feel like now, like your workouts that you're doing, like your yoga, Pilates, and cycling, you feel like that's more in tune with your, with,
yeah,
like, you
definitely.
And,
and also when I was at the gym, I mean, I paid like almost, I mean, being transparent, almost like $300 for a gym membership at Equinox. And while I love like Equinox still, like I think it's a great gym. Now I felt like when I went there, I was like, I have to use the $300 worth. So I have to like use all their equipment. I have to use, you know, like I didn't want to just go and like work on a mat when I was there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's kind of how I felt too.
So moving into like nutrition a little bit, how do you stay on top of your nutrition?
So I really am not that, I don't know. I don't focus on my diet that much. I feel like it's, again, very intuitive. Like I don't restrict myself really with anything. I'm not vegan. I'm not vegetarian. I just try to make healthy choices. And for me, it's just like I feel like I eat a lot, but I don't know. Like I try to eat healthy when I can. Like I'm not going to order a cheeseburger and then also eat pizza that same day. Like that's just like, to me, it doesn't make me feel good even. Like I don't feel good if I do that. So like, but I'm not going to not have a burger if I want one day. Like I love Five Guys. I had Papa John's yesterday for lunch. Like it's like,
same.
You know, like I had pizza. I like that, all of that stuff. But like I try to, if that's going to be my big meal, I'll have that be like my big meal of the day. And then like the rest of the day, I might have like a sandwich, like a small sandwich, or like I'll have like eggs in the morning and toast. And you know, it's not, I think I just, if I'm hungry, I eat. And then whenever I'm full, I don't, you know, it's very just like intuitive for me. And yeah. I don't know how to answer it without, cause I just like eat whatever I want really, but whatever I want is not like, I feel like when people say, oh, I eat whatever I want, it means I eat cake and chicken nuggets and cheeseburgers and pizza all day long. But like, I don't want to eat that all day. So it's one of those where I really just listen to like when I'm hungry. And I've been trying to drink water now. I have like this, I used to like be so bad at drinking water. So I bought this like gallon water bottle from Amazon, and I've been like trying to drink that every day.
Oh my God.
Too. Yeah. And I drink coffee a lot. I've already had 2 cups of coffee today. So I do coffee a lot, and I always do like coffee with oat milk. Yeah.
Me too. I tried to quit coffee. I remember like in college was kind of like my obsessive phase, we'll say. But I remember like trying to quit coffee because I was like, I'm gonna switch to green tea to be healthy, and it was the worst. I'm gonna say I did it for like maybe a week, and it was like the worst.
Yeah, that's
week
just like
ever.
Not something I'm interested in. Like sometimes like there's a thought that I'm like, should I give up coffee? And I'm like, oh my God, no. Like no. Like I love even the experience of drinking coffee. Like it's one of those where it's like if you're with a friend or in the mornings, like I know coffee can make some people jittery and stuff, but it really doesn't make me like anxious or jittery. Like it honestly calms me down. Like I love, it's just such a familiar taste and like a familiar thing that I do every morning. And then I'll have one sometimes in the afternoon, and it's just like, ah, yes, this cup of coffee is so good.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a whole experience.
Exactly.
It's not just a drink. Exactly. It's an experience. Yeah. And then I just have one more question for you. So what are some things that you do when you feel like you're getting off track?
For me, it's just I'll set a day. Like sometimes I'm kind of bad about being like, oh no, I didn't work out this week. And then I just won't work out the rest of the week. And I'll be like, oh, next Monday I'll start. I'm big on like fresh starts, I guess. So I don't just start like when I realize I'm off track. I give myself a day. I'm like that Monday or that Sunday or that, you know, like I look forward to the next time that I can start, which I guess can be kind of bad. But like I like setting kind of goals in in like increments. So I like to start each week fresh mm-hmm. rather than like if I messed up halfway through the week, I kind of just give up that week and I'm like, oh, okay, I'll just start next week. So, but I let myself know I'm like next week is when I'm going to start. And I'm pretty good about like keeping myself accountable.
Yeah. I love that. I love fresh starts too. And I feel like you can like hype yourself up a little bit beforehand, you know, and like decide what you're going to do.
Yeah,
and,
like, exactly. So that's why like Mondays kind of for me are like my fresh start.
I feel like Mondays get a bad rep, but like,
I like Mondays. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show and for sharing everything with us.
Thanks for having me. I love this podcast because it's something I literally never talk about. So this is something that I like am really excited to kind of share and like let people know that they can listen to this. This is awesome. Aww. But you can find me just with my name, Natalie Barbu. It's everywhere on YouTube, Instagram, even my podcast. It's called The Real Real Podcast. But if you just search my name, you'll be able to find it. And then my website is also nataliebarbu.com or barbuagency.com. They lead you to the same place. So yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah. Oh, shout out your Patreon. Guys, I'm on Natalie's Patreon. If you have literally are trying to build an Instagram or any kind of brand, I love it.
And oh, thank you. Yeah, I love the community on there. It's like the nicest, sweetest people.
Everyone is so nice.
They are awesome.
Is it on your website?
It's just my name. It's just patreon.com/NatalieBarbu.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. I had so much fun recording with Natalie. I want to hear about your favorite part of the episode. So if you want to go to our Instagram at movement.mindset.pod, comment your favorite part of the episode on the latest post and we can kind of share what we took away from the episode. I know I've started implementing that Instagram time limit, which has been such a game changer for me. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast if you aren't already so that you never miss an episode. And if you could, please leave a review. It really helps out the podcast and just helps us grow a little bit. So I really appreciate that. Thank you guys again for listening, and I'll see you next week.